Can We Know the Way? By J.R. Miller from Evening Thoughts, 1907. Thomas said to him, Lord, how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. John chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. This is the first day of a new year. We are setting out on a journey of which we can have no knowledge in advance. The road is one on which we have never gone hitherto. We know not what any day will have for us, what our duties will be, what burdens shall be laid upon us, what sorrows we shall have to endure, what battles we shall have to fight. We cannot see one step before us. How can we know the way? As we sit in the quiet this first evening and ask the question, we hear an answer which is full of comfort. Jesus says to us, I am the way. All we shall have to do, therefore, will be to follow Jesus. He has made a way through this dark world for us. He has gone over all the journey and opened a road for us at great cost. He went over the way himself. We shall find his shoe prints at every step. He has a definite way for each of us. Every mile of the journey he has chosen, and every place where I pitch my tent, he has selected for me, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. So Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. Write deep in your heart this New Year's Day, this word of sublime confidence. Jehovah Jireh, it tells you that you can trust God's ways, that no promise of his ever fails, that he does all things well, that out of all seeming loss and destruction of human hopes, he brings blessing. You have never traveled this way before. Joshua chapter 3, verse 4. There will be sorrows and joys, failures and successes this year, just as there were last year. You cannot forecast individual experiences. You cannot see a step before your feet. Yet Jehovah Jireh calls you to enter the new year with calm trust in him. It bids you put away all anxieties and forebodings. The Lord will provide.